Well, hi friends, happy Monday. Just having a really great Monday. It's my little quick video update, trying to be consistent and faithful in doing these every day. So wishing you well, wherever you're at. As you can see, I'm back in America, land of the free, home of coffee. And it's really good to be back in America. I was in Ireland for about 12 days, really enjoyed being in Ireland, but it was so great to come back, and the weather here is amazing. It's just warm, it's short weather here, whereas it was cold and rainy nearly every day in Ireland, so good. But we had a great time in Ireland. Thanks to everybody who prayed for us. The number keeps going up, but around about 23, 24 people at least give their lives to Jesus, and some great miracles, and actually a lot of transformation on our team as well. And yeah, which is really interesting, so great. But I had a good day yesterday as well. I was in Sturbridge in the morning and in New England Fellowship in the afternoon, evening. And we just had such a wild time of worship yesterday as well. And really enjoyed that, just getting lost in God, singing in tongues, and just everybody entering in. So it is good. It is well. It is well with my soul. So what is going on? Well, I have a quieter week this week, just doing office things and setting up some ministry school things. And all is good. Good. Hey, let me share something with you. I was reading this morning as well, but it's actually a really sad passage of scripture. But in Genesis 49, you get this really interesting passage where Jacob, who's now a really old man, Jacob's about to die. You know, I saw the Downton Abbey movie last week in the UK. I don't recommend it. The second one, the new one, it's really not impressed. And there's a scene in the Downton Abbey movie with a Dowager Countess. Sorry if you're not a Downton Abbey fan. The old lady dies, and it's like as she has all her family around her, and just before she dies, she gives everybody a cute, sarcastic comment, and then pop, dies like this, and whatever. But in Genesis 49, Jacob is about to leave the earth. He's about to die and check out, and he gathers his sons, his 12 sons, to him and prophesies over them. And in a way, prophesies to them, to their character, to their promise, and also to the prophetic promise that will be in the seed, as it were. The 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel. And in a way, he's actually prophesying about the future, you know, about the Messiah, about the future destiny of the tribes. And as just this little verse, let me see if I can find it, Genesis 49:4. It's actually really sad. And let me go back a verse. Genesis 49:3 says, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity and the excellence of power." But then he says, "Unstable as water, you shall not excel." You catch that? He's prophesying to his firstborn, Reuben. He says, "You're my firstborn, my might, my beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity, the excellence of power, but you're unstable as water and you will not excel." And come on, I just want you to think about that tomorrow. God, I would hate my father to say that to me. I'd hate my heavenly father to say that to me in a way. Graham, like, great potential. You're the tribe of the firstborn, which we all are in Jesus, but unstable as water, you will not excel. And yet as a pastor, you know, one of the things I see constantly are sometimes the least gifted people, the people with fewer natural or even supernatural spiritual gifting and potential, you know, with not that much going for them, are actually those who end up excelling because they follow in God's principles and they allow God to work out godly character in their life. And sometimes the most gifted people are actually useless and they never do anything. And I know most pastors see this, but it is it's sometimes an ongoing thing where you'll see people with the most gifting, the most ability, who are doing nothing, who are just not causing anything to happen in the kingdom of God. And that's a really sad thing. Let me read one more passage real quick. James 1. Where did that go? James 1, 6 says, "Let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. He who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man expect to receive anything from the Lord." And my point to you today is this. We don't have to be unstable as water. God's looking for stable people. God's looking for people with a consistency and a stability in their walk with Him. God's looking for people who walk with Him in season and out of season. God's looking for people who walk with Him in summer and winter, in recession and in times of plenty and expansion. God's looking for people who walk with Him when everybody loves you and when everybody hates you. And there should be this stability in our walk with God. So today I want to give you a few quick keys on how to build stability. Come on, number one, let me start there. It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to live an unstable life. You say, my parents were unstable. I come from a great tribe of instability. Well, it can change with you. Come on, your destiny can change with you. You can forget your past, this one thing we do. Forgetting those things which are behind, we press. And we can choose to be a stable people. We can choose to be people of integrity. We can choose to be those who walk and not be driven with the wind, as it were, and tossed and 1 minute in, 1 minute out. We never know. You know, there are some people, you never know how they're gonna be. There are some people, I never ask them how they're doing, in case they tell me. And it doesn't have to be that way. Come on, key number two is this: make a quality decision. Learn to make decisions of weight, decisions of import. Learn to make decisions that you will back up. You know, I'm gonna marry somebody in a couple of weeks' time, not personally, but I'm gonna conduct the marriage. And you know, when you marry somebody, you make vows, you make quality decisions, you make lifelong decisions. If you've broken those decisions, well, you know, plead the blood of Jesus. I'm not here to condemn anybody, but don't be somebody who makes a lifestyle of breaking commitment and breaking decisions. There's a great book, I think it was Buddy Harrison, Kenneth Hagin's son-in-law, wrote years ago. I could be wrong, but if you Google it, you'll find it. Something like 7 steps to a quality decision, a decision from which you'll never back away. And if you can be somebody who makes quality decisions, you begin to move from instability to stability. You know, a third key is really being a person of integrity. And integrity, years ago in France, God, I had a vision, an open vision. One of the few times in my life I've had a vision that I completely see, like the world disappears, and I had a vision. And I'm in the shower in the center of Saint-Étienne, France, and suddenly the shower disappears. And it's like I'm in heaven and I see these two hands moving apart like this, and boom, 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 boom. And then I hear the Lord say to me, not an audible voice, but I heard the voice of the Lord say, integrity is the distance between what you do and what you say. And for some people, it's off the charts. You know, for some people, and it's like God said, I want my people to move, keep narrowing the distance between what they do and what they say. Integrity is measured by the distance between what you do and what you say. But then these two hands came together, and it's like the Lord said, with me, what I do is exactly what I say. I am a God who keeps my word. I'm a God of integrity. So if we're gonna be a person of stability, learn to be a person of integrity, learn to let your yes be yes and your amen be amen, and to keep your word. And lastly, how do we get there? Well, call those things which are not as though they were. Let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich. Today, if you're living a life of instability, if your life's fallen apart, begin by faith to take God's promises and declare, I'm built on the rock Christ Jesus. I am a person of stability. I'm a person of integrity. Begin to declare that, and God's grace. It's God's grace, not your dead works, that will cause that to work in your life. Begin to practice integrity, practice stability, but declare it out over your life. Prophesy over your life. Maybe like Reuben, your parents proclaim that over you. You're at a young age, you'll never be anything. You'll never follow through, you'll never keep your word, you're a flake, you know, these kind of things. And break those. Don't go back to some foolish inner healing doctrine and try to unpick the past, but rather get a word from God that you declare over yourself every day, and allow God's word to shape and change you. Boom. Hope that helps, guys. I'm enjoying the sun here, having some coffee, and wishing you well and cheering you on. Have a great day. Thanks for watching, and bye for now.